Sorry. I know it's rude to just turn up out of the blue like this. I know. I was on my way home from church, and I saw your car in the drive, so I thought, you know, why not? Let's see what he's up to. Oh, chill out. You're clearly not busy right now. I mean, look at you. You're wearing dirty sweatpants, like some hacky sitcom bachelor. Oh, come on, chill out. Listen, I'm sorry for intruding on your lazy Sunday, but I come bearing gifts. If you let me in and hang out with me for a little bit, I've got a box of leftover bake sale cookies with your name on it. And I promise to keep apologizing for showing up unannounced until you are absolutely 100% satisfied. Deal? Awesome. You always were a sucker for cookies. Lead the way. Ooh, nice couch. Is this new? Feels like it's gonna swallow me up. Anyway, as promised, here, have a cookie. Nobody at the bake sale even touched them, so there are tons to choose from. Chocolate chip? Classic. Love it. So, how you been, stranger? It feels like it's been... Oh my goodness, has it actually been months since we've seen each other? No way! No way! That can't be right. We used to hang out, like, every week. Sure, yeah, it's been more difficult to get together since, you know, you stopped coming to church. But, I mean, I guess we used to make more of an effort, didn't we? We used to clear out our schedules for movie nights and pointless drives through the country and all that stuff. Why don't we do that anymore? What happened? I mean, I guess I've been preoccupied lately, but that's no excuse. I miss you, dude. You gotta catch me up on your life. Oh, don't start with that. You seem to have forgotten that I brought you cookies. You accepted the cookies, so now we have entered a sacred social contract, and you are legally bound to spill the beans. What have you been up to? Oh my goodness! That's so awesome! I know you were really holding out for that job. Congratulations! Now you'll have enough money to buy me cookies the next time we hang out. Although, I have to say, somehow I get the feeling those nasty sweatpants don't meet the dress code. Yeah, I'm sure you look absolutely devastating in business casual. I should know. I seem to recall that I bought you your first shirt without some ridiculous band logo on it. So, I've got a pretty good sense of your... look. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop. But seriously, that's great. I'm proud of you. And I'll bet your girlfriend is even more proud. What was her name again? Sorry, I know. It's super rude of me to forget her name, especially after we all hung out together all those times at the... Oh no, I'm so sorry, sweetie. I had no idea you two broke up. That's terrible. You were together for so long, and you always seemed so, I don't know, hung up on each other? What happened? Oh, well, at least it was mutual, I guess. Could have been worse. I'm sorry, I'm doing a terrible job of consoling you right now, aren't I? I just don't have a lot of experience with, you know, relationship stuff. So I don't really know what to say. But are you sure you're okay? Like, really okay? Okay, I believe you. But if you want to, you know, talk about it, I'm always here, but... Okay, yeah, sure. Let's change the subject. Oh, What have I been up to? Oh, I mean, you know, same old stuff. School, work, family, going to church. Okay, listen. I haven't been entirely honest with you. There wasn't actually a bake sale. I baked these cookies this morning, for you. See, I didn't go to church today, or last week either. And I was actually only in the neighborhood because I wanted to see you. Is that weird? I guess it's a little weird. The lying part especially. There's something I've been wanting to talk about, and there's like nobody else in my life that I can talk to about it, and I had no idea how to start this conversation, so I just kinda, I don't know, I panicked and I came up with this weird story about a bake sale, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have lied to you. That's my bad. But can I ask you a question? Why did you stop going to church? How did you realize that you didn't believe in God? It's just that lately, church has been a lot more difficult for me. Like, there's so much that you take for granted as a kid, you know? That God is with you, that everything is designed the way it should be, that there are clear right and wrong ways to live. All that. Believing in that stuff is really easy when you're young, but lately, it just doesn't make as much sense as it used to. And beyond that, for the past few years, I've been having these feelings. Like, you know, sexual feelings about boys. And, like, I know that's normal, but all of my girlfriends are from church, you know? And I'm sure they think about that stuff too, but talking to them, it's like they've never had a dirty thought in their lives. And I definitely can't talk to my family about it. Everybody just feels so walled off. Do you know what I mean? Like, this community that always seemed so open and welcoming and positive, it's like I could suddenly see behind the curtain, and now it just seems so fake. Like they're all just performing or trying to impress each other. Like they're so fixated on being holy and pure that they just can't be honest with each other, or with themselves, even. So when I realized what was happening to me, I decided to do the good Christian girl thing and talk to the pastor about it. And the doubt stuff and the sex stuff. But I mean, the words were barely out of my mouth before he got angry with me, accused me of being like an unrepentant sinner. He basically threw me out of his office and told me to pray until my doubts and feelings went away. He made me feel awful. But that can't be right, right? Isn't it normal to have doubts? To have feelings? Don't I deserve answers for that stuff? Shouldn't I be allowed to at least talk about it? I think those are good questions, but the only answer the church has is to shame me into changing. So I stopped going, but now I feel dirty and sinful. And if I don't go back soon, people are gonna start to notice, and I'll lose all my friends, and my family will get angry, and you're the only person I know who doesn't go to church. You're the only person I can talk to. What should I do? That's how you felt too? That's why you stopped going? That's good. I guess. At least I know I'm not crazy. Yeah, you're right. I should take a break from church, go and find my own answers, and if my family doesn't like it, well, I hope they can find a way to love me anyway. I'm pretty scared, though. I got so used to having faith that all the answers were just out there, somewhere, even if I didn't know what they were. It's a pretty comfortable way to live, but now it just feels like playing pretend. So maybe I should start exploring the things I'm afraid of, and what? I should act on my sexual feelings? I don't know about that. That seems like a big step. I was always taught to avoid stuff like that, you know? I don't even know how to be like sexual. But I guess that could be nice to just like start slow and see how it feels. In that case, I have one more question for you. And like, feel free to say no if it weirds you out or anything, but would it be okay if I kissed you just for a second? Yeah? Okay. Oh. Oh wow. That's really nice. Can I do it again? Oh my God. Okay. I maybe actually lied about one more thing. A lie of omission, I guess. Did you know that I had a crush on you for like a really, really long time? I was always going to church and you were always there with that girl, so I never felt like I could do anything about it, but oh, you did know. That's good, I guess. So, since it didn't take me much convincing to get you to kiss me, is it safe to assume that you like me too? You do? That makes me really happy. Can we keep going? Okay. Wow. I'm sorry. This is all just happening really fast, and I'm getting kind of like hot, and I'm not sure what to. What? No. No, I don't want to stop. I want to. I kind of want to go a little further. Is that okay? Will you touch me here? Over my shirt. Just please be gentle. Oh, oh my God. That feels incredible. Sorry, I'm shaking a little bit. No, you're not hurting me. It's just I'm not used to this. I'm not used to feeling this way. Oh, wow. No, it's okay. You can be a little rougher. It feels good when you touch them. I want to feel your hands. Here, help me take my shirt off real quick. No bra. I didn't think it would matter. Looks like I was wrong. You like them? But they're small. I have like no cleavage, Not that I ever wear any low-cut tops, but still. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. You like them. I don't really know how to take that. Thanks, I guess. No, I am. I am taking the compliment. I'm just not. I just never had anyone talk about my breasts before. What? What's the problem? Oh, the word breast isn't sexy? Oh, well, excuse me, Captain Pornhub. This is all really new to me. What should I call them instead? Jugs? Hooters? Bazooms? Oh, tits. Yeah, I guess that is sexier. So you like my tits? Well, good. God, that sounds so ridiculous coming out of my mouth. You don't think so? It turns you on? Oh. Well, good. Maybe I don't mind saying it so much if I'm saying it to you. Okay, then. Come here. Touch my tits. Oh! Ah, your hands are really cold. No, it's okay. Actually, it's kinda nice. My whole body is getting warm in your cold hands. You're turning me on. Look, my nipples are getting so hard, really sensitive. Yeah, maybe tug on them just a little. Oh, yes. Just like that. Keep doing that. And kiss me. Oh, wait. Wait. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Hold on. Just let me. This is a little embarrassing, but you've kind of got me hot and bothered, and I think I'm about to get my panties dirty. Would it be all right if I took them off? Yeah? Okay, just let me. Oh my goodness. I'm naked now. Oh, this is not how I saw my afternoon going. But I'm not complaining. What? Oh, yeah, I guess I am kind of wet, but that's your fault. Hey, don't laugh at me. Of course I'm embarrassed. I've never been naked in front of a boy before. I'm a good Christian girl, remember? This is a very compromising situation, and you wanna touch me? Down there? Oh, I don't know. Isn't that, aren't we going kind of fast? I mean, listen, I really like you, and I guess I'm more comfortable with you than with anybody else, but I don't know. Please don't laugh, but I'm kind of scared. Maybe it's just the fire and brimstone stuff I've been taught every Sunday, but I just don't want to go too far and end up. That is a very convincing argument. Well, okay. But listen, I need you to be really, really slow and gentle. I'm still pretty nervous, so there's a good chance I might freeze up. So if I tell you to stop, you stop, okay? Okay. Now I guess I'll just lay down on the couch over here and spread my legs. Okay, yeah. Touch me, please. Oh my God. Wait. Go slow. Go slow. Sorry, that's just a little intense. Just like go around the outside. Yeah. Rub around my lips slowly. Roll. Oh my God. Roll them in between your fingers. Oh. Oh, just like that. Oh God, this feels so good. Your fingers. I mean, I've done this to myself before, but when you do it, it's so much more. Oh. Now oh God, I don't know what to tell you what to do. Just touch me, please. Please keep touching me. Oh wow, that's my clitoris. No, it's good. It's good. Keep going. Little faster now. A little harder. Oh my God. Did you do this with her? Your ex? Sorry if it's awkward to bring that up. It feels like you have experience. Oh. Yes. Oh God. Oh my God. Something's happening. My heart is beating so fast. I think I'm gonna. Oh. Oh fuck. I just had an orgasm. Was amazing. That was fucking amazing. Yeah. I feel so. Like there's a huge weight off my shoulders. Holy shit. Listen to me swearing like a sailor. Fuck. I know. I'm sure I sound silly. Well, I guess you'll just have to teach me how to swear, won't you? Here, come here. Kiss me again. Okay, so I think I want more. I think I want to go all the way. Yeah, yes, I'm serious. I really care about you. And if anyone's gonna be my first, I want it to be you. You really understand me better than anyone else. And I don't know, you're listening to me and you've been really gentle so far. And it feels so good. I want to know what the rest of you feels like. So, can I see it? Can I see your penis? What? Don't call it that? What should I call it then? You're a cock? Oh wow, that sounds so dirty. But I don't know. Maybe I like dirty. Well, go on then. Peel off those gross sweatpants and show me your cock. Whoa, careful with your leg. Don't kick over the cookies. Oh, holy shit. Sorry, I've never seen a cock before. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. It's all veiny. But like, nice veiny. Is that not a compliment? Sorry, I don't know. I'm getting all flustered over here. But what I mean to say is it looks really, really good. Like, I didn't realize how much I wanted to see it until just now. Seeing it makes my heart beat really fast. You're so hard already. Did I do that to you? I did? Wow. That feels incredible. Knowing I did that to you, it makes me want to touch myself. Such a strange feeling. Like my body knows what it needs to do, and I just need to stop resisting and listen to it. I'm just gonna. Can I touch it? Yeah? Okay, let me just. Oh, that feels so incredible. It's hard and soft at the same time. Like, your skin feels so soft as I slide my hand up and down it, but I can feel it. I feel it getting harder every time I stroke it. It feels really nice. Oh, wow, I can feel your pulse beating in your cock. Is your heart really beating that fast? Your heart is racing. For me, that's a hell of a compliment. Much nicer than that line about my tits. Okay, yeah. I think I'm ready. Come here. Just let me lay down and then you lie on top of me. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Okay, just go slow, okay? You know, it's my first time after all, and like I'm not on birth control, so let me know when you're getting close, all right? Oh, and one more thing. Could I, and like, let me know if this is weird or if I'm going too fast, but can I call you baby, please? That's something I've always wanted to say to somebody, and I really want to say it to you. Yeah? Okay. Now, fuck me, baby. Please. No, it's okay. Yeah, it hurts a little bit, but it also feels really good. I can take it. Keep going. Keep fucking me. Slowly. Fuck me slowly. Go deeper. Go deeper, baby. Go a little faster if you want. Jesus Christ, cock is so hard. Feels so good. I can feel myself clenching down around you. It's so tight. I'm so tight. And I'm so wet. I'm so wet for you, baby. My pussy is so wet. Fuck my pussy. Harder now. Faster. Yes. Fuck. I've been dreaming about this. I've been dreaming about you. Fucking me down. Holding me down and fucking me. Fucking my tight virgin pussy. Feeling you slide in and out of me. Feeling you bury every inch of your cock. Oh God, of your hard fucking cock into my pussy. Can you feel me squeezing? Squeezing hard around your cock. I'm so wet for you, baby. I'm so fucking wet. Yeah, you like that? You like when I talk dirty to you? Yeah, I think. Oh, fuck. I think I like it too. I think I like being a dirty slut for you. Does that make you hard? Does it make you wanna come? Oh, fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Fuck me like a whore. Fuck me like a filthy, sinful whore. What? You're gonna come? Okay. Yeah. Come for me. Pull your cock out and come on my stomach. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Come. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking God. That's so fucking hot. Look at that. Look at all of that fucking cum all over me. It's so warm. I can feel it dripping down my body. Fuck, I really, really like that feeling. Jesus Christ. That was incredible. I feel so warm, so comfortable. I thank you, baby. Thank you for making my first time so special. Oh my God. I can't believe that stuff that came out of my mouth. Oh, I didn't even know that side of me existed. I've never, like, said any of the dirty stuff that crosses my mind out loud, but with you, it just felt right. Like I could just be real. So, thanks for letting me unleash my inner slut on you, I guess. What? Oh, yeah. I'll get cleaned up in a minute. I just Just shut up and come lay down next to me, okay? You dork. I think this is just what I needed. To have someone be comfortable with my thoughts and my doubts and my questions and to help me explore my feelings. I still have a lot to think about, but it all seems a lot less scary now, thanks to you. So, do you think we could talk about religion more often? Yeah, I'd really like that, baby. Existential dread is a real bitch, but I think I found my new Sunday routine.